Chapter 14. And he said unto them, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Verse 31. And he said, that is, and God, through Abraham, made answer to the word spoken in the verse before. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses, etc., as if he had said, Moses was a man of great renown, a man of worthy note, a man that talked with God face to face, as a man speaketh to his friend. The words that Moses spake were such as I commanded him to speak. Let who will question them, I will own them, credit them, bless them that close in with them, and curse those that reject them. I myself sent the prophets. They did not run of their own heads. I gave them commission. I thrust them out and told them what they should say. In a word, they have told the world what my mind is to do, both to sinners and to saints. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Therefore, he that shall reject and turn his back either upon the threatenings, counsels, admonitions, invitations, promises, or whatsoever else I have commanded them to speak, as to salvation and life, and to directions therein, shall be sure to have a share in the many curses that they have spoken, in the doctrine that is pronounced by them. Again, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, etc., as if he had said, Thou wouldest have me send one from the dead unto them. What needs that? They have my mind already. I have declared unto them what I intend to stand to, both for saving them that believe, and damning them that do not. That therefore which I have said, I will make good, whether they hear or forbear. And as for this desire of yours, you had as good desire me to make a new Bible, and so to revoke my first sayings by the mouth of the prophets. But I am God, and not man, and my word is immutable, unchangeable, and shall stand as fast as my decrees can make it. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but one jot or tittle of my word shall not pass. If thou hadst 10,000 brethren, and every one in danger of losing his soul, if they did not close in with what is contained and recorded in the scriptures of truth, they must even every one of them perish, and be forever damned in hell. For the scriptures cannot be broken. I did not send them so unadvisedly as to recall them again by another consideration. No, for I speak in righteousness and judgment, in wisdom and counsel, Isaiah 63:1-3. It being therefore gone out of my mouth in this manner, it shall not return until it hath accomplished the thing whereto I have sent it, Isaiah 55:11. But again, thou supposest that miracles and wonders will work on them, which makes thee say, Send one from the dead. But herein thou art mistaken, for I have proven them with that once, and again, by more than one or two or three of my servants. How many miracles did my servant Moses work by commandment from me in the land of Egypt, at the Red Sea and in the wilderness? Yet they of that generation were never the sooner converted for that, but notwithstanding rebelled and lusted, and in their hearts turned back into Egypt. Acts 7. How many miracles did Samuel, David, Elias, Elisha, Daniel, and the prophets work, together with my son, who raised the dead, cast out devils, made them to see that were born blind, gave and restored limbs? Yet for all this, as I said before, they hated him and crucified him. I raised him again from the dead, and he appeared to his disciples, who were called and chosen and faithful, and gave them commandment and commission to go and testify the truth of this to the world. And to confirm the same, he enabled them to speak with divers tongues, and to work miracles most plentifully. Yet there was great persecution raised against them, insomuch that but a few of them died in their beds. Therefore, though thou thinkest that a miracle will do so much with the world, yet I say no, for if they will not believe Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one should rise from the dead. From these words, therefore, take notice of this truth, namely, that those who reject and believe not Moses and the prophets are a very hard-hearted people that will not be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. They that regard not the holy scriptures to turn to God, finding them to testify of his goodness and mercy, there is but little hope of their salvation. For they will not, mark, they will not be persuaded, though one should rise from the dead. This truth is confirmed by Jesus himself. If you read John 5, where the Lord is speaking of himself, that he is the very Christ, he brings in 4 or 5 witnesses to back what he said. First, John the Baptist. Second, the works that his Father gave him to do. Third, his Father speaking from heaven. Fourth, the testimony of the Scriptures. When all this was done, seeing yet they would not believe, he lays the fault upon one of these two things. First, their regarding and esteem among men. And second, their not believing the prophets' writings, even Moses and the rest. For had ye believed Moses, said he, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how can ye believe my words? Now I say, he that shall slight the scriptures and the testimony of the prophets in them concerning Jesus Christ must needs be in great danger of losing his soul. If he abide in this condition, because he that slights the testimony doth also slight the thing testified of, let him say the contrary ever so often. For as Jesus Christ hath here laid down the reason of men's not receiving him, so the Apostle John in another place lays down the reason again with a high and mighty aggravation, 1 John 5 verse 10, saying, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record, mark, the record that God gave of his Son. The record? You will say, what is that? Why, even the testimony that God gave of him by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Acts 3, verse 21. That is, God, sending his Holy Spirit into the hearts of his servants, the prophets and apostles, he, by his Spirit in them, did bear witness or record to the truth of salvation by his Son Jesus, both before and after his coming. And thus it is that place also to be understood which saith, there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, that is, the Spirit in the apostles, which preached him to the world, as is clear if you read seriously 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 8. The apostle, speaking of Jesus Christ and obedience through him, saith thus, now he that despiseth not us, but God. But it is you that speak, true, but it is by and through the Spirit, He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. This is therefore a mighty confirmation of this truth, that he that slights the record or testimony that God by his Spirit in his prophets and apostles hath testified unto us, slights the testimony of the Spirit, who moved them to speak these things. And if so, then I would fain know how any man can be saved by Jesus Christ, that slights the testimony concerning Christ, yea, the testimony of his own Spirit concerning his own self. It is true, men may pretend to have the testimony of the Spirit, and from that conceit set a low esteem on the Holy Scriptures, but that Spirit that dwelleth in them and teacheth them to do so is no better than the spirit of Satan, though it calls itself by the name of the Spirit of Christ. To the law, therefore, and to the testimony, try them by that. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. The Apostle Peter, when he speaks of the glorious voice that he had from the excellent majesty, saying of Christ, "This is my beloved Son, hear him," saith thus to them unto whom he wrote, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy," or "of the prophets," for so you may read it, "whereunto ye do well that ye take heed." That is, though we tell you that we had this excellent testimony from his own mouth, evidently yet you have the prophets. We tell you this, and ye need not doubt of the truth of it, but if you should, yet you may not, must not, ought not to question them. Search therefore into them until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, that is, until by the same Spirit they gave forth the Scriptures, you find the truth confirmed to your souls, which you have found recorded in the Scriptures. That this word of prophecy, or of the prophets, is the Scriptures, read on. For, saith he, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, etc. 2 Peter 1:18-20. But you will say, what needs all this ado? And why is all this time and pains spent in speaking of this that is surely believed already? This is a thing received by all, that they believe the Scriptures to be the word of God, that sure word of prophecy, and therefore you need not spend your time in proving these things, and the truth of them, seeing we grant and confess the truth of it before you begin to speak your judgment of them. In answer, the truths of God cannot be borne witness unto too often. You may as well say, you need not preach Jesus Christ so much, seeing he hath been and is received for the true Messiah already. Second, though many may suppose that they do believe the Scriptures, yet if they were but well examined, you will find them either by word of mouth or else by their conduct to deny, reject, and slight the Scriptures. It is true, there is a notional and historical assent in the head, I say in the heads of many, or most, to the truth contained in Scripture. But try them, I say, and you shall find but a little, if any, of the faith of the operation of God in the hearts of poor men to believe the Scriptures and things contained in them. Many, yea, most men believe the Scriptures, as they believe a fable, a story, a tale of which there is no certainty. But alas, there are but few who do indeed and in truth believe the Scriptures to be the very word of God.